Track 4 and news stories. Plan for community shop in pub is approved. An application for a new community shop and cafe in part of a pub damaged by a fire in 2021 has been approved by planners. The application sought to change the use of the lower ground floor of the Jolly Sailor in East Ogwell to allow for a new community shop and cafe. It also sought to change a section of the pub into two dwellings, as well as retain the pub's function room. Teignbridge District Council approved the application submitted by Heavy Tree Brewery on April the 9th, stipulating that work must begin within 3 years. The Jolly Sailor could be reduced in size and accommodated within the pound house according to the design. Furthermore, the statement proposes that the opening hours for the community shop will be between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, and between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sunday, with the cafe in operation within these hours. It further proposes one full-time member of staff and two part-time. The opening hours for the Jolly Sailor would initially be from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, subject to agreement for the licence. Parking is provided in the car park for both staff members and for the public, with a total number of 11 car parking spaces. The Jolly Sailor was badly damaged by a fire in April 2021, but even before the fire, parishioners of East Ogwell had engaged in discussions with Heavy Tree Brewery PLC about converting the lower floor of the pound house into a community shop. The main building is a former 16th century church house, which subsequently became a public house in the early 19th century, known as the Church House Inn, and latterly, the Jolly Sailor.
Constitutional Club's air donation. A constitutional club in Teignbridge has made a sizeable donation to the Devon Air Ambulance after a series of fundraisers. Chudley Constitutional Club levied its 300 strong members to raise more than £1,500 for the charity. A cheque was handed over on April the 26th. The money was raised off the back of a fundraising event held on 1st of February, as well as a grand draw where £1,000 was raised. Several local businesses, including Exeter Chiefs and Ladies Mile Holiday Park, donated prizes. Saturday's entertainment was led by Tony England from Dawlish, who finished in the top three in the final of Stars in Their Eyes some 20 years ago. He reprised his performance from that final with a selection of songs from Frankie Valli.
Football Club's cash boost from developers. A Newton Abbott football team has received a £2,000 donation from developers building new homes next to their ground. Buckland Athletic has been given the cash by Persimmon Homes South West, which is building the development at Langford Bridge. The club, which is based next door to the site, received a previous £2,000 donation 2 years ago. Established in 1977, the club plays in the Western League Premier Division, where they are currently competing to finish the season in the top five. John Piller, co-chairman of Buckland Athletic, said since Persimmon were appointed developers of the land surrounding us, we have enjoyed a very good working relationship and are proud to provide the space for their current sales office at our ground. Communication between ourselves and Persimmon has always been positive, and we look forward to working closely together over the coming years. Persimmon's outline planning permission allows for up to 450 homes at the development, which is due to include a school and commercial local centre, with £2.7 million to be delivered as part of the Section 106 agreement, with money going towards playing pitches, bus services, improved cycle and pedestrian connections, a new link road, and territory for Searle bunting birds.
Dedicated dog walking field coming to Liverton. A planning application to create a dedicated dog walking field in Liverton has been submitted to Teignbridge District Council. They're seeking permission to change Liverton Brook Field from an agricultural field to a dedicated dog walking and exercise field. This site is adjacent to Liverton Football Club. The proposal aims to provide a secure, controlled and accessible space for dog owners and trainers to exercise and socialise their dogs in a safe environment. A target date of June the 18th has been given for a decision on the application. The field will support various activities including general dog walking, agility training. The proposed development will include a new area at the front of the site, providing a secure and off-road informal parking facility. There will be space for two cars. The field's external access gate will be unlocked each morning and locked each evening, preventing any unauthorised access outside of operational hours. Access to the site will be controlled using a coded entry system. The field will operate on a pre-booked hourly slot system, which will be managed through an online booking platform. The entire perimeter of the field, which will be available for use throughout the year, will be fully enclosed with deer fencing. During the spring and summer months, the site will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, 7 days a week, while in the autumn and winter months, the hours will be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The proposed dog walking field at Liverton Brook Field represents a well-planned, secure and beneficial development that will provide a safe and managed space for local dog owners. With clear operational procedures, robust access control and a commitment to responsible site management, the development will offer a positive contribution to the local community while protecting the surrounding environment.
Approval granted for two additional smart hubs. Approval for two additional smart hubs in Newton Abbot has been granted. Urban Innovation Company sought permission for the installation of two Pulse smart hubs, one on Newton Road and the other on Station Road near Courtney Park. Teignbridge District Council approved the application on the 17th of April, stipulating that work must begin within 3 years. The additional two will join the eight already approved. The intention behind the hubs is to create a telecommunications and services network, enhancing modern digital infrastructure whilst improving public safety on the streets, with access to emergency services and life-saving equipment. The hubs are freestanding structures, fully accessible interactive tablets with a larger digital display on two sides. The company which submitted the application alongside Newton Abbot Town Council says it wants to remain leaders of this space. The payment for the installation, operation and ongoing maintenance of the hubs is through paid-for advertising on the main screens. The hubs have myriad functions, including but not limited to wireless mobile phone charging, 99 emergency service buttons, free Wi-Fis, a built-in public access defibrillator. The first public smart hub was implemented in Belfast in 2019.